Okay, so we're in Kuf Bey about Sveik Sveika. So, but we spoke about last time, Machlokes Rishonim, between Rashi and the famous Rambam quoted by the Kaz. Why David Shirish Martin is not bottled, right? Rashi says simply, Kevet Tochlen Beisa Tochlen Beheta, and the Rambam gives a different reason. You know, that this, the very sophisticated Rambam, that it becomes like Min Bemino, Heta Beheta, because since it's Omid Leheta, you don't have that conflict or that contrast, and therefore it's not bottled. Right? Then we spoke about, so what does he do about that reason only applies by Bittl, not by Sveik, by Sefik Rabban Kula. By Sefik Rabban Kula, apparently he accepts Rashi's reason, but he doesn't think that that would apply by Tarovis, by Bittl, because what Shaft Asher came to Chlam Be'isa, you know, it's bottled. What the? Why should wise be Issa? Right? So therefore he had to create his own, a new reason. Right? That's what we spoke about. So, but let's just continue. Just it says, V'nis'ava b'cheres asuris, V'nis'ava b'she'en amina b'teil b'shishin. So here this machlokes rishonim. Whether by, do you say, what's the locha by sveik? But we know by sveik rabban lekula, you don't say. You don't say sveik rabban lekula by davar shirish matim. What about sveik sveika? So here there are three shittas in Rishonim, and this depends on the sugya at the beginning of Beta, the Daf Gimel. It says that if it was Nis'av Bacheros, right, is it Mutter or not? So it says that it's not Mutter, right? That's this halacha which we just read. Lafil be'elef, afilu Sufik im noldu b'yontuf, v'nis'av Bacheros asuros. Right? So there are three shittas in Rishonim why that is. Those sveik sveik. So some say, because just like you don't say sveik rabban lekula by davar shirish matirin, so also you don't say you don't say sveik sveika as it relates to davar shirish matirin. So the Gemara then says in Beitza, which is this halacha, afilu nis'av b'cheres kula nasuros. Right. So if it's a suffik beitza means suffik. If it was nolad hayom, whether it's a suffik with smuks or not, shnis'av b'cheres. Why shouldn't it be mutter? Why isn't it a sveik sveika? So in Rishonim there are three answers. Toisus there gives one answer. Toisus there in Beitza quotes the name of Rabbeinu Tam. That the case there is not speaking about Suffolk. It's speaking about the two different cases. It's speaking about Vadai Muksa. Vadai Nolad Hayom. So it's Vadai Muksa. Sinis Avachev. So you only have one Suffolk. And you don't, and if it's Nisar, if we don't say that it's Bottle or Suffolk Rabbeinu Makula, as relates to davar shirish matirin. The Rosh in the tshuva gives a different answer. Any chenami, it's a suffik muksa, but this is not mitzdarav to a sveik sveik. We're going to talk about it later on when we get to kuf yud, because it's a suffik bekuf of a suffik tarovus. It's a suffik bekuf of a suffik tarovus. According to some Rishonim, don't create a sveik sveika. So those who say that it doesn't, for example this Rosh, it thinks that it's because either some say that machloikis is machloikis about suffik divaisa l'chum, but this is not a case of divaisa, because but anyhow, some say if it's divaisa because it becomes like vaday osa, so it's not mitzdarif to a sveik sveika. But whatever the reason is, which we'll talk about later on, that suffik b'guf suffik tarovus is not good. And others say, the Mordechai says, that indeed it is a sveik sveika, but we don't say Sveik Sveika even as relates even by Davis Shesh Matun, Sveik Sveika doesn't work. Right? So other Rishon give the first Tosef of Rabbeinu Tam says it's not a Sveik Sveika. Right, Vadai, the Rosh is Taka Sovik and Sovik Guru Sotarovas, but other generally Sveik Sveika we would say would be Mutta, even by Davis Shesh Matun. And the Mordechai says that you don't say by Davis Shesh Matun, Sveik Sveika. So the Goyin has this, quotes this, if you look in the Goyin Ois Gimel, he quotes this. So in La Halacha we pass a little bit of question because there's the going points out in different places the Shulchan Aruch says in these different so but what does that Shaila depend on? Do you say Sveik Sveika by Davis Shesh Matirin? So the Rav thought that depends on what the loch of Sveik Sveik is. We'll talk about this more. This is not really the place. But what is Sveik Sveik? Is Sveik Sveik mean that it's that we're machriya the suffix, but there's hachor. It's just like myself drop on the kula, we're machriya the kula. So Sveik Sveik, even in the Yeraisa, we're machriya the kula. Especially according to those Rishonim who say that Sveik Sveik is based on Rov. So it's a hachor lekula, right? But if you say, but there's another possibility that Sveik Sveika is such a minute suffix, if it's a double suffix, that there's no later suffix at all. So if there's no later suffix, then it's good even against davishesh material because there's no suffix. So in terms of this shaila, this will have ramifications as we'll see later on when we get to kufyud. There's also machlokes rishon, but not machlokes. And the Shach, what about Sveik Sveik against Cheskes Issa? So if the loch is Sveik Sveik, is that is Achro, so then again by Cheskes Issa, you know, in equivalent way, Sveik Sveik against Cheskes Issa, maybe you're not Machri against Chazaka. But if Sveik Sveik is that there's no later Sasofik, so then even if there's a Cheskes Issa, we would be, there's no Shaila, so therefore it'll be Mutter. I was thinking just in terms of this question, you know, some people say that the Sveik Sveika that's Mutter is because according to the Rambam, Sufik Yeraisa L'chumra is only Midrabonim, right? That's the Shittas of Rambam. Midrabonim only Sufik Yeraisa would be Mutter, right? It's only Midrabonim that Sufik Yeraisa is also. So if it's a Sveik Sveika, it's like a Sufik Drabonon, and we go Lakula. But if that were true, then by Dovishish Matirin, it should also be also, because we don't say Sufik Drabonon Lakula by Dovishish Matirin. Right? I think the Prima Godim has that Cheshman. Some people, but that Cheshman doesn't work, because Ramos says, even in, when we Sveik Sveika, even in an Issa Kavis would be Mutter. Shilas and Nida Sveik Sveika will make it about. And some interpret the Ram why that it, but of course that's a different shot in the Ram, that the Ram thinks, you know, the question they ask according to the Ram is if Sveika do Rabbanon Lakula, Sveik Divaisa Lachum is only Mitrabbanon, so why is there a whole Pash of Ashim Tali? It's only a Sveik, right? So, why is there Ashim Toloi? So, what's the answer? Most people answer. Many people
it's
answer.
Because half goes there, meaning that's the chiddush.
Yeah, but then what's the chiddush? But if Sufik Yeraisa is mutter, You're allowed to eat it.
We create Nashim Tali. We think we can create Nashim Tali.
You can't be. It's mutter to eat. How can you be chayav Nashim Tali? If you're a sofit yiraisa midi yiraisa.
Right, so we're saying in these types of cases.
Which are these type of cases?
Cases of where you. Are you saying everything is really going to be a Nashim Tali, right?
No, it's not everything. So there are two possible answers to this. One answer, there are two classical answers. One answer is Oshem Tali. This is the Ram passes like the Mandiyam that Oshem Tali is only when it's Ikvi Sura, Chtich Achas Mishtech Chtichos. So in that case, you don't say, since it's Ikvi Sura, you don't say Savak Jiraisa Lakula. The other answer, which is actually what we have in our text in the Rambam, in brackets, so there are different kusos in the Ram, is that the Ram, by an Isa Chorus, the Ram holds, agrees that you go L'chubra. So Oshem Tali is always Suffolk Isa Chorus, right? But if you say by an Isa Chorus we go L'chumra, right, and you think Sveik Sveik is basic because B'lam is Sveik Sveik, it wouldn't work by an Isa Chorus. So that Shtikl Torah would be, wouldn't work out the window.
What did
everyone
want to say
about Nida? No, it's because in Ramah, there are cases of Sveik Sveik even by Shilas and Nida, right? Even though that's an Issa Chorus. So if you think that by an Issa Chorus the Rambam holds, you go to Chumrah, so you can't say that Sveik Sveik would work there, because then it would not be a Sufik to Rabbanan. It would be a Sufik to Yeraisa, because in Issa Chorus the Rambam agrees you go to Chumrah. All right, but the Rav said that the halacha of Sveik Sveik is that it's maybe the Sveik Sveik is shot, that's not a later Sosafik. So I want to just share with you, I remember I asked him at the time, if that's true, the Ram paskins that by Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaYochid, but Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaRabim is Torah, Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaYochid is Tomei, right? But it said by Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaYochid that even if it's a Sveik Sveika, we go L'Chumra, right? That may be Malchok's Tanoim, the Sugya there, first parak of Sochin. If you say by Sveik, even by an East, by Tumor, then if they say there's no later Sasofik, how could that be? So first of all, maybe you don't say Sveik. I mean, that depends. Maybe on Malchok's Tanoim there by Sveik. By Sofik B and so on. Some of Rashi interprets that based on Sofik B, if there's two Sodas and you don't know if there's Tumor there, Sofik where they went into the Sod. Anyhow. So that creates a Sveik Sveika. So the Rav said that maybe Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaYochid is a special halacha, that it's Tomei, things that would normally not be called a Sofik, as relates to Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaYochid, it is. It's a special halacha. Okay, but anyhow, in terms of this Shaila, whether you say Davishesh Matirin, by Sveik Sveika, as Machloikis Vishonim, as the Goyen quotes, different opinions, right? And that may, the Rav said, depend on this question, what Sveik Sveika is, whether there's a later Sasofik, not later Sasofik. And this topic we will return to in Kuf Yud. All right. Stay tuned. In terms of this question, but one thing that may revolve is a shaila about in poskim. Do you say, we have a principle of Sufik Drabon Lakula. Do we say Sufik Drabon Lakula when this is fake Sveika? So that's a machloikis achrayim about that. May also be related to this issue. For example, where we say by Sfiris Oma, right? Let's say a person, we're machmen like the Bahag. We don't make a bracha if you missed a day, right? Because according to the Bahag, you can't keep, right? But let's say I counted, some say that if I counted during the day, I could continue counting, right? I missed, I'm not sure if I counted at night, but I count in the day. Why? Because first of all, maybe I counted at night, and even if I didn't count, maybe you're allowed to count in the day, right? So that's a Sveik Sveika. That's how some interpret it. The Rav said that's not the pshat, why you can continue counting. He said that the pshat is he said it's not because the Bahag thinks there are 49 mitzvahs and if you miss one you know, it's one big, excuse me, that there's one big mitzvah. If you miss one, you're out the window, right? You've lost it. No, the pshat is a different pshat that Rav said. He said the pshat is because, according to the Bahag, if you miss one day, he said, of course it's 49 kiyumim. For Hawaii, you make a broch every night. But he said, the Bahag holds you can't have a discontinuous count. So if you miss one day, you can't continue the count. So therefore, even if I count during the day, it's not because I'm yoytze the mitzvah. It's just that it's no longer, it is called the Maisa Sviva. So even though I might not be yoytze the mitzvah, but it's called the Maisa Sviva, and the count continues. Right? And he brought two riots to this. The Sefer Pot is called some Rashi. That Rashi used to count after Plaga Mincha without a bracha, and then count again after Tzeis with a bracha. So the Rashba says that Talmud Torah wrote this, because how can it be? Because if he thinks he's Yotze, if he counts from Plaga Mincha, then how can he make a bracha later on? And why does he make a bracha at the beginning? Right? So the Rav explained, no, because this in Rashi is because from Plaga Mincha, you know, Plaga Mincha for many things is considered it's Matsuv to the next day. So it is called the Maisa Sfira, but you're not Yotze then. There's no Kima Mitzvah, but there is a Maisa Sfira. So in terms of the count, if I would have forgotten, let's say Rashi always like the Bahag, but if you miss one night, you can't continue counting, at least I set up the chain, or the, what do you call it, the Sfira, that I can keep counting. Follow?
So he was saying you don't have a raya from this.
About Svek, it's not about Svek Svek.
It's not about Svek Svek, because otherwise you would say you see that from Svek Svek if you even make a bracha, you would normally see something
right.
Bracha Osaka. If it's not Svek Svek, that's why you keep counting a bracha.
Right. So, but in this shah, whether it's Svek Svek Svek, I mean, that's anyhow, in Achoran, there's discussions about it. There's the Chayotim, but others talk about it. The Rav had another raya to his Yesoid, very beautiful vort. He said, Rav Sajid Gaon says that if you miss the first night, then you can't keep counting. And it's a compromise within the Bahag. But if you miss another night, you can keep counting. If you count to the first night, but you missed a different night, you can't keep counting. So the Rav explained, I mean, that's a difficult shita. I mean, why should that be like that? If you think it's all one mitzvah, if you miss any part of it, you have to count 49, then you can't keep counting. Then what's the difference, the first night or a different night? So the Rav said, if you say it's a loch in the Maisa Sfira, so if you never started the count, so then you can't continue, you can't pick it up again. But if you started the count, so he said, those days that you didn't count, so to speak, this was what Lashon was, they count themselves. What I think he meant to say, once you set up the coordinate system of the count, then you can continue counting. And this was one of his, you saw this in Sfiras HaOmer. It's very good. So he quoted the Rashi Sefer Padish, I think, quoted the Saja Gaon, quoted this, he explained this halacha that you can count during the day. All right. All right. Something else I was thinking about. I have about this in my sefer. If you look in the Ram, there may be another reason about this. I don't know if I put it in here. Let's put the footnote here. No, but if you look in the Rambam, I don't have the Rambam right now, but the Rambam by Suffolk Brachos Lekula, that is Safik Brachas Lakula just mean that's like the halacha Safik Rabban Lakula? Or Safik Brachas Lakula is a different halacha completely? Because Vadai, if you're a Safik Rabban, you don't make a bracha. Maybe because there's a Shaila of Losisa and so on. But in as B'makam Safik, you know, it's not just that you go Lakula, but you don't, you know, it's because Vadai that you say Safik Brachas. So the Raya had to this. Was if you look how when the Ram calls Sofik Brachas Lakula, he puts it together with one halach in Hilchas Brach. He says, you don't make a brach on a minig, right? For Glam Rav and so on. And also on Sofik Brachas, you don't make a bracha. How did he put those two things together? Because you see, it's not just because Sofik Brachas that the Machri Lakula. No, because Sofik Brachas, they never institute the bracha of Sofik. If you're in a situation of Sofik. It's like minig. There's no bracha made on a minig. Oh, you have the Lashon HaRambam? Here, the Rambam says, here, it's Perek, Yud Aleph, from Hilchos Brachos, Halacha Tesayin. Kol Dovah Shul Minig, Afal Pi Shul Minig Nevim Hu, Kagon Netilas Arava B'Shvi Shul Chag, Ve'ein Tzach Lama Minig Chachomim, Kagon Kriyas HaHalel, Rosh HaChadoshim, U'B'chol Shul Moed, Shul Pesach, Ein Mevochen Olav. V'chein, Kol Dovah Shul Yistapik L'cha, it's also the Ram. It's not just he puts it together. He says v'chein, right? V'chein kol dava she's taplecha im to in brocha im lav also not so below brocha. Or will all him is all other bebrocha and tzricha v'yabe bebrochas at tzrichos v'chein David amar b'chol yom avachecha. Right. But the Ram's v'chein is very strange. At Suffolk v'chein. Right, so you see, so Chabad told Vada I did. So I was thinking, with this, you saw that maybe by Sveika, those who say you don't make a bracha is because B'makom Sufik, whatever the Sufik is, anyhow, because Sveika, normally Sveika we would have gone, there's no Sufik, right? But it's a special halacha here, Sveika, because Sufik brachas is Lakula always. So it's because Vada, it's not just the Mamechriya. They want Mesakin bracha B'makom Sufik. So it's even in a Sveik Sveika. May be related. Okay. Now, I think we spoke about it briefly last week, but in the Pisgei Tshuva, that's by Sveik Sveika. What's the locha by Rov? Do you say, by Dov Shesh Matim, is it Mutter Asa? For example, let's say you had a Beitza, again, Muksa, right? So Dov Shesh Matim got mixed up with others, and then that fell in, and that was one of them was Pirish, right? So it was Pirish, so now it's what you have Rov called the Pirish Meruba Pirish, because the Rov was not Muksa. Is that Mutter or not? So that's a Machloikis. I spoke about this last week, right? So that can depend on we had it by what it called the Gilui Masha, I think, brought it out in at the end of it by Osir Espino, right? I cited that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So here, that's the first Pesukei Tshuva that he quotes this Machloikis. Where is this now? I am Shas Tshuva Shibasov Sefer Sidur Shal Shabbos Tshuva Gimel Shinestapik B'Davish Yesh Matirim. Right, so he quotes Yom Morgan Avram. So he held that you don't say called the parish. Right? So it's much like any other Rabbi Yehuda that Slach says you do say it. Others say that you don't say it. Margaret Avomi quotes in others. So that's very nogea to us who are makbid about Chodosh, you know, Herman prints his list in Monsi, and he gives when you can be sure that there's no spring wheat, no Chodosh yet in the market, and then when it's the likelihood is, when but there's still a rov that is Yoshin. So, and I think he writes that Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky said you can rely on that, you know, to rely on called the Parashim Ruvim Parash, like the Tzlach. But that should depend on the alumnus of Rov. Is Rov Mavara, then, you know, it's not Chodosh. So even though it's a Dovish Shematirin. But if it's just a Halacha, that we go boss of Rov, so then why rely on that Hachor? Just like you don't rely on Sveik Traponim, don't rely on that Hachor of going boss of Rov. But if Rov tells me that this is coming from the Rov that's still Yashin, so Chori Dov Shesh Matim wouldn't apply.
Why can't we say it's muffled? It would be muffled if Ram Rashi Shibasim in that perspective. In other words, Rashi would say Mashgiach on Shem Kuma. Well, the Ram could say that it's true that Rov won't work while it's still for Rov, it's the ones that's.
Right, according to. I mean, if you think it's like Heta Veheta, that's a specific. There's no, right, according to the Ran, you're right, according to the Ran, offhand, Rov should help. It's only by Bittl he wouldn't say it, but this is not Bittl, right? But if you say it's, yeah, but even, so that's what I'm saying, even according to Rashi, you're right, the Ran and Rashi are relevant. But so even according to Rashi, if you say that Rov is a Mavara, that this is not, that, you know, that this egg is coming from the Rov, and the Rov is not Muksa, then it should be Mutter. But if Rov is not a Mavara, so then don't be involved in any Hachros. Okay, Tochlan Risha, Tochlan Beheta. Right, according to the Ran, for sure it should be okay. You're right. Okay. So now we were going to talk about, we said about chametz, right? Oh, before we get to chametz, yesh this sif dalet, yesh misha omer. We spoke about kalim, right?
Yeah, that was your Rabbi Shtickle.
That's okay. Yesh misha omer de lo shayach davish yesh matirin hecha sha'amaychel miskalkel, right? So this is a little bit surprising. Who's this Yesh Misha Omer? If you look on the side, that, you know, in the Be'er HaGola, he quotes, a lot of people say, he quotes the Mordechai, and then the Rosh, and Mechen Kosev HaRashba B'Resh Beitz of Varan. So we would have thought this Shaila about, you know, what's the, you know, it's a Dovah Shesh Matirin, but this egg by after Yontif, it's going to be rotten already. It's going to be a rotten egg. It's a hot climate; it won't survive that long, or whatever the circumstance is, right? So since it's going to be miskalkel, so it won't be around edible by the time, you know, the time after Shabbos or whatever it is comes around. So. Is that a Dovah Shesh Matirin? So he's quoted Yesh Misha Omer. So one would have thought that should depend on the machloikas between Rashi and the Ran. If the reason is, on a practical level, so I would have said, since I'm not going to have that opportunity, because by after Shabbos, or excuse me, after Yom Tov, whenever it'll be, it won't be edible anymore. We must calculate. But if the reason is like the Ran, that the bittul is because of what? It's because, you know, comes like Heta Beheta. So then it could be that even then it should depend on the theoretical possibility. That's one could have said, but that doesn't work out apparently because. It's the Ran, you know, so apparently the Ran thought otherwise. That even if it's not a theoretical possibility, you know, if it's not going to be around, still, it's not called Heta Beheta because practically it's not going to happen. And if I was writing the Ran, I would have said differently.
Really?
What?
Well, you can understand either way.
I can understand either way, right, but I've got a shish here, but you know...
Right,
but not the case of Bittel. We explain why he doesn't say by Bittel. You're 100% right. For example, wasn't the case of Tavovis. Let's say it was a case, just an egg, and I'm not sure if it was laid on Yontif, it's a Suffolk Muksa, but by after Yontif it'll be Niskalkel, then the Ran would agree to Rashi. I'm just saying if it's in the case of Bittel.
Doesn't the Gra here say that the reason why this is Mutter is because of Hefsid? No, it's definitely not the same thing. In other words, it's different than the Shulchan Aruch. In other words, the Shulchan Aruch says, like Rebbe said, that the Lo Shaya, that this isn't a Davar Shishu Matir because you can't have a Matir.
But yes, the Goyin says.
It's different.
What was the Goyin say?
Yeah.
Below Hefsid.
Meaning, it is a Davar Shishu Matir. But you have the Heter, like the Rashba, that it's a Hefsid, and then the Ran would fit well.
It isn't a Heter of Hefsid because it's.
Yeah, but I wouldn't use the word the lo shayach. That seems a little bit more extreme, no?
So you know, it's a separate hefta. The going to the going because the lashon of the long below hefta.
Or the Rashba. The Rashba also says the
So what, you know, don't share shmatirin, because you can wait till tomorrow.
Tevel, the Rashi gives an example.
Right, right. So there's no hefsid to wait, but if there'll be a hefsid, so they won't go to don't share shmatirin. Okay. That's a different reason. Right.
I think so.
Right. No, you're right. Like we spoke about the Ran would be relevant to the case of what if it's two Isura, right? It's a trefa, a Beitz is not just Nisa Muksa, it's also a Suffolk trefa. So on the Suffolk trefa part, it'll be bottled, because that's not a Davar Shish Matirin, right? Do you say, yeah, but the, but, you know, but on the differential part, namely the muksa part, maybe there's no bittel. Is it still Davar Shish Matirin? Right, so that's a machloikus. Okay. I mean, that may depend on Rashi and Ran. If the reason is because there's no contrast. Well, there is a contrast on the what do you call it level, on the trefa level. But if the reason is because that's not Davar Shish Matirin. But if Davar Shish Matirin is simply practical, you know, why rely on Bittel? So don't rely on Bittel even for the differential part, or maybe you do. Anyhow, that's what Pesach Tshuva calls. You know, there's a Pichodesh about and others. All right. Okay. And then we spoke about if it's Nolid B'Tavovus, right? Then by Nedarim, the Ramos says, he says, Mishinod midova echov, and Sarav achach li didei mikri dova shesh matirin. Right? To her efshel lishol al nidro. So here, Let's just read the Pesachei Tshuva. There's an interesting... You have the Pesachei Tshuva Ois Yod. It's an interesting Pesachei. Shenada Midava Ayin B'Tshuva Spir Savram Chelek Yerodea Ois Gimel Shekosta D'Davka B'Chai Gavna D'B'Yad Ha'Osa Kufay Lishol Al Nidro Havi Dovishesh Matirin. Amphanim Osu Dova Al Chavero Bekonam Lo Havi Dovishesh Matirin. Da Osu Yochol Lishol Al Ze Kevin Lagavi Hanessa Lo Havi Biyodo. Right, in other words, you know, if I asked it on myself, so it's always tough shesh matirin for me because I could be shoyel on it, right? But if I asked it on somebody else, imes does al chavero, so that's not a dovah shesh matirin, because for the one who I asked it to, he can't be shoyel on that neder. Lo havi biyod lohochi daikav amor v'kos to the day mikre v'erech b'zeh ayin sham v'dovah zeh kva nema b'tshuvas maharit. The Mitchell Bile of Olive, Haya Mikri Dovishesh Matirin, Hol the Hayisol, Ha also Yochel Hatira, Hatira, Vuhuzal, right? Even though the Yisrael who made a Truma, he it's not for him, he's going to do it, it's for the Kohen, it's Dovishesh, right? So he says it's not only because it's not Dalko to be Shoyal on the Truma. Vuhuzal Heshiv to Ainzer, Inyan Nakan Alachamim B'Dorah HaNesa B'Zeh U'Mutl Zeh Dami Shinesa Olav Einu Yochel HaTiru U'Mishi Yochel HaTiru Einu Nesa Olav Mi'Olam Ava Molda Halecha Mishnah B'Misha Asa Peirosev Al Atzmo V'Al Chavero V'Hu Yochel HaTiru Al Atzmo V'Al Chavero Mikri Dov Shish Matiru Gam L'Chavero V'Hainu Tshuma V'Tera Ayin Sham. V'ayim b'tshuvas beis Yaakov, the dafka b'neder mishum de'ika mitzvah l'tshulei bei, havi dovishesh matirin. Aval im nishba shelo lechol, Michael Ploni v'nis arev, lo havi dovishesh matirin. Deleka mitzvah, kinaminan simin reis gimel. V'chein hela b'shal shim tshuvas tshuvim miyav. In other words, this halacha that neder is called a dovishesh matirin, maybe that's only by neder, because mitzvah l'tshulei alav. But that does not apply to Shavua. Because of the Ein Chilek ben Shavua Stam leShavua B'Shem, the Bekulu Leka Mitzvah leChuli, the Lo Kirav Echad Shavas Ocham B'Zer. Right, in other words, some the Rav Echad wanted to say it's only if you Nishba B'Shem, because if you'll be Shoyal on it. It'll be, I assume that the reason is because it'll be Shem Shemaim Levatola, Matzah Rishoyal. But if it made the Shavua below Shem, so he says, no, it's in general, by Shavua there's no Mitzvah L'Tshulei Alev. Udloka going back to Megodon, Bepsichos L'Hilchus Pesach, Shekosu Bepshitus Tugam B'Shavua Ikadin Davashir Shematirin. The lesser, Ayin Sham. Sherech Mizeva Ayim B'Tshuvas Chavas Yoya Shekosu B'Misha Nodu Michavas Yain V'Nishba Shloyata Nidro V'Nis Abro Shiyure Kankan V'Chavas Acha Tevada Havadovishish Matirin Shor Yochel Hatel Tchila Hashvua V'Acha Chaneda. Why? Still called a Dovishish Matirin. Now don't say it's not a Dovishish Matirin because I can't be Shoyal on it because I took a Shvua not to be Shoyal. You can be Shoyal on the Shvua that told you not to be Shoyal on the Neder. So you see that you can be shoyal on a shvua. So shvua is also dovishem. After the havi adavel ativa v'imishum the tircha le milsa lahat the nedro lo matzina shetorach motzi adav midin dovishesh matirin Kol Shekin Torach Ma'at Kazeh Ayin Sham. So what does it mean we never saw that Torach makes a difference? We saw by, the Ramah says by Kalim, since it's a Tircha, right? To be to Kasha Kalim, he says it's not a Dovshir Shematirin. He says because there's Hotzos. Hotzos, Tircha, Chor, it's all the same thing. So maybe there's a difference. What's the difference? If it's a practical Dovshir Shematirin, because I can Kasha the Kli, but that's not a Dovshir. Remember I said, the Rav said this, but there I'm just extracting the Blia, Issa, from the Kli. I'm not being Mata the Issa. The Kli becomes Mutta only because I've extracted it. But it's not, right, unless you say what I said, that Kalim, right, that Kalim, there's a Chalois East and the Kli also. It's not just that you're, so then it's a Kasha, what he said. Chayra. Mikom Dino Emes, Pehechit Ohio Khan, Shfuah Rak Nedim, Michavis Yain, below her Torah, or below her forehead, was there Gamke Nishil Tchila. For I am b'sefer Torah Yikusiel, Tlfima Damin b'shas Lohochi having the door of Dovshesh Matirim Mishum Demitzelit Shulei, in Kinhechet she ain't Tzorach Lishol al Nidro, Kigon Shinodu be'es Tzora, Ukiyotzi b'zer Kmavur b'Hilchas Nadorim, Lohavi Dovshesh Matirim, Achen im Rotzu Lishol al Nidro, Shinodu be'es Tzora, D'yesh Lomu D'havi Dovshesh Matirim, D'hodu Amr b'shas. Mishum de mitzvah, haynu mishum de b'shas dam k'tani. Aval heche shirotze lishol yesh tamo de b'chol of b'chol inyan. Havi dov shirosh mitzvah, ayin sham. Okay. So now, the next topic is, what about this halacha as relates to chametz? Is chametz a dov shirosh matir? Chametz bePesach. So, v'davar sheyesh lo heta v'chozer v'nesa kagon chametz bePesach lo mikrei davar sheyesh matirin v'yesh cholkim b'zeh. Right. So, who's the yesh cholkim that considered chametz a davar sheyesh matirin? That's the Rambam. So what does the Rambam say? The Rambam says that chametz is a davishir shmatirin, and that's why we know that chametz, there's a chumra of chametz, that chametz is not bottle. Why is it that chametz is not bottle on Pesach? Chametz is unique in all the Surah Torah that it's not bottle, but both ben b'mino, ben b'she'eno mino. Right? All other Yisurim, we find other things that are not bottled in b'mino, many of them, Avodah Zorah, or Trumas B'meya, or Tavashir Shmatirin, right? But Chametz is unique in terms of the Issa per se, that it's not bottled both, that it's also b'mashu ben b'mino, ben b'she'eno mino, right? So why is that? So many Rishonim say that the reason is Chumun de Chametz. Chametz is by Rabbi Yimotzei, Chametz is Nisakaris, and that's why it's not bottle. Right? However, the Rambam gives this unique reason. The Rambam says in Macholos Asuris that the reason Chametz is not bottle is because it's a Dovah Shesh Matirin. Right? But then the Rambam is bothered the Rambam says do you have the Rambam in Machos Hasus? The Rambam's. Oh. He says, V'alti Tama, look for that Lashon. Something like that. The Rambam gives a very unique. The Rambam first says that he agrees that Dabashash Matirin is. It asks only min b'mino, not min b'she'eno mino. Then he says that chametz is also ben b'mino ben b'she'eno mino. Gives the reason because it's a davar sheyesh matirin. So then he asks on himself, don't be shocked. I mean, I just said that chametz is also because it's davar sheyesh matirin. So then why does it asa? But chametz asa is even mimish eino mino. Dov shir shmutin only applies min bemino, right? Is maybe perichof aleph?
No, I just haven't had a good search.
Right. So the Rambam himself asked this question about himself, and he gives a very strange answer. The Rambam says, "Ba'al titama about chometz bePesach," because the Torah says, "Kol machmetzes lo socheilu." So we don't understand what's the Rambam's answer. If the Rambam found a new reason of Kol Machmetzes, so he doesn't need the Dovah Shesh Mativim anymore. Right? So I want to tell you what you found it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so let's... Perek Chafal, is it? No, Perek Tes... Tesvav, okay. Halacha...
Yud Beis.
The early Rambam, just a few Rambams before, yeah. Like Halacha Kemal, was it? Chomets bePesach. The Rambam begins the perek tes vav halacha tes. He says, Chomets bePesach afapi shu meisu Torah, eino bechlolos elu. Lefi she'ein hatarovis asur laolam, shrei la'achar haPesach tia kol hatarovis muteres, kemo shebiyanu. Lefikach osa bechol shu, ben bemino ben shelo bemino. Right, so what's the reason? Since it'll be mutter later on, so davar shesh matirin. So then the Rambam says, and halach yubeis yiroi li she'afilu davar shesh matirin. The Ravid is bar. The Rambam says yiroi li. So the Ravid asks, it's a mefurish mishnah. But okay, but the Rambam says yiroi li she'afilu davar shesh matirin in this arab b'she'eno mino v'lo nosan tam mutter. For lo yezer sheyesh matim choma mitevel she'er shel sakno v'afal piken shelo b'mino b'noisin ta'os. So if the reason is because it does sheyesh matim like tevel, so then why does it asa even min mishein omino? Ba'al titama al chomis bePesach she'ator, because I just said that chomis bePesach is does sheyesh matim she'ator amar kol machmetzes lo sochelu lefikur chachmira bo kemo shebiyano. So what does the Rambam mean? Because of Kol Machmetzes Lo Sochel. If he thinks that Kol Machmetzes is a new reason, that reason should be applicable Ben Bemino Ben Mishein Omino. Right?
What does he mean Kemo Shebiyano?
Kemo Shebiyano. No, he means Lefika. Also, right, then what does it mean Kemo Shebiyano? So the way I'm interpreting, right, Kemo Shebiyano is because it's Dov Shesh Matir.
Rabbi doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, because there's a different reason Kol Machmetzes, right? So this is what I was thinking. And then I saw that Reb Leib Malin says this in Chedusha Vayelei. So Boch Shikivanti, Tartok Toysha. But I have about this in my safe, and I think it's in the first Gansha Shan, right? I brought them on one today. But when I found Reb Leib, I quoted it in his name. And you go through the usual game, say it, and they say, Vacha, can I ruin you? Okay. But I was thinking about it. This is what I was thinking like this. The question is, why does the Ram need a separate lab for Tarovas Chometz? After all, when the Ram quotes in Hilchos Chometz and Matzah, there's a lab of Tarovas Chometz, it's the same, identical to loch of the normal Tam Ki'ika, namely that the Ram holds a Tam Ki'ika Sosim Yiraisa, it has to be Gezayas Bechtei Achilles Pras, right? Those proportions in the Tarovas. And to be loyki, you have to eat Kazai's Bethlehem's plus of the Tarovas. So he says the exact same thing as relates to Chometz. So why does the Ram need a separate lav of Kol Machmetzes? So the Mekeves HaMishnah answers that, I think the Rav called the Mekeves HaMishnah, because what we're talking, the Ram is talking about a case, it's not the usual case of, what do you call it, of Tam Kika, namely, that maybe it's Kazayas Achilles Pras would usually give tam, but maybe this chometz is very bland, whatever it is, and it's if this Kazayas Achilles Pras, even without tam, the kfeilet tasted it and there was no tam, it'll still be osur, or it'll be even osur midiraisa, even min bamino, right? So So why is it? So let's speak about the case of Shalom Amino. If you interpret the Rabbi, Kamech Metz is talking about which Gazayas Mechilas Pras, but it's not nois and tam. So in that case, it's usur. So why normally by Dav Sheish Matim, if it's Min Mishenu Mino, would we not say Dav Sheish Matim? Why does it not apply to case of Eino Mino?
Because it doesn't exist. Why doesn't Dav Sheish Matim exist by Min Mishenu Mino?
Yeah.
Because it doesn't exist. In other words,
exactly. Because we said that in Eino Mino is different than Min Mishenu Mino. Eino Mino is, the Issa dissipates and doesn't exist anymore, right? As opposed to Min Bimino, that what? That it's a matir. So therefore, we find that in every Eino Mino, the Issa, for example, Avodah Zorah is also only Min Bimino, not Min Mishenu Mino. Why not Min Mishenu Mino? Because by Min Mishenu Mino, the Issa, it depends on Tom, so the Issa disappears. Right? So maybe that after that's a loch of bittel. So two kinds of bittel: the bittel of min b'mino, min b'sheino mino. So maybe what the Rambam is saying is, since you see that there's a separate isa tarovus chametz, even min b'sheino, where there's no nos in tam. So you see that the bittel of min b'sheino mino, the standard bittel, that the isa disappears because there's no tam, doesn't apply to chametz. Because if it applied to chametz, if it's not nos in tam, B'mishen Amino, even though it has the proportions, it couldn't be Yosa. So from the fact that the Torah has a separate lav of Kol Machmetzes, so therefore Min Mishen Amino is the equivalent conceptually to Min B'mino as relates to Chametz. Namely that the Tarovus, that the Bittul is a Matir on the Jiraisa level, right? Because otherwise you couldn't formulate a separate lav of Kol Machmetzes. So therefore the Rambam says, so therefore Dav Sheish Matirin is also. It's also because the Rambam only has one reason why it's also Dav Sheish Matirin. So what is? It's not the Rambam proposing. Well, there's Dav Sheish Matirin by Min B'mino, but by Min Sheinu Mino, I have a new reason. Kol Machmetzes. No, he's just showing from the fact that the Torah has a separate laugh of Kol Machmetzes with Tavavus Chametz, and it must be that it's speaking about even when it's not Nois and Tam, because otherwise you don't have to formulate that laugh, because you'd be chayv anyhow because the usual time kiika, right? So from the fact that the Torah has that lav, it shows that the bitla that's usually operative of mim shein umino, where the isa, because there's no time, the isa disappears, that bitla doesn't work as relates to chametz. So if it doesn't, right? So therefore it's equivalent to mim b'mino, and dav sheish matirin is also.
Why? Wondering why wouldn't the Rambam say if we have an extra pasuk, why not say further that anytime there's any chametz which is not batal on the Torah, any would be with for it.
No, because the Rambam saying that the reason is because of min b'mino is because of dav sheish matirin, and the Rambam just said that dav sheish matirin is only by min b'mino yiroili, not by min shein mino. So then the Rambam asked himself, but I just said just a few halachas before that the reason chametz is not batal is because of dav sheish matirin. But that should be limited to min b'mino, right? So he gives this answer. He say no, because kol machmetzes. So kol machmetzes teaches us that the bit of min b'sheinu mino doesn't work as relates to chametz, because otherwise I don't have to formulate a new lav, because it wouldn't work. There's no chametz there. Al kochach, that bit doesn't work. That the chametz is still here, right? So if the chametz is still here, because the bit of min b'sheinu mino doesn't work as relates to Pesach. Right, so then, So then it's the equivalent of min b'mino.
Right. That I understand. I guess I'm just asking for the understanding of Kamsa Mishnah, who says that Kol Machmetz is only teaching when there's no tam, and why not go further and just say anytime there's, even if we don't have a shear, a normal shear.
Because on the Diraisa level, the Ram agrees that you have to remember, Dovashir's material is only a drabonim do. Right? He agrees that the shear that you need is like Vayevi Tarovas has to be, that is Kazai Slothechlis Pras. If it's less than that, so.
Right, that's just what I'm wondering about, I guess. That's
oh, because that's not called a Tarovas according to the Ram, apparently. If it's, right? I mean, you can ask the same question by Min Vimino. Forget about Chametz. In general, Min Vimino, the Ram applies Kazai to be, if it's. Well, it shouldn't say by Mim B'mino, that's by Mim B'sheinomi. The Ram always requires Kazai's Prathei Achilas Pras. So if it's less than Kazai's Prathei Achilas Pras, even though it's Nois and Tam, it's bottom of your eyes. Not by Mim B'sheinomi.
Not by Mim B'mino.
No, by everything. Chazah falls in. If it's less than Kazai's Prathei Achilas Pras, it's bottom. Right? I think there's a very good shot in the Ram. The Rav had a different pshat. I told him this pshat. He liked it, but then next year when he came back, he came back to his pshat. So he had a different pshat. He said like this: Why did Chazal asa mashu? Right? He said because you see, it since in other words, what's called mashu? What does mashu mean? How much in very very small? What's mashu? Mashu means that if it's b'tarovis, that it's less than the threshold of bittul, right? That's called a mashu, right? So he see the Torah asks, it's not just that it's bittul b'shishim or b'rov, that's the shishim called the ram is just a number, that's rabbana. But let's say, less than rov would be a mashu, right? But here by chametz, even though if there's kezayis p'techilis pras, right? And it's not nois and tam, that normally would be bottled, that would be a mashu. That's what, right? So you see there's a chaloshem mashu midiraisa in chametz. That's the love of kol machmetzes. Once there's a mashu midiraisa, so they ask it every mashu. Even when it's not just, even less than the proportion of kezayis p'techilis pras. But what I understand, but the Ram says, like you asked, but the Ram says, kemoshe b'yarnu, it seems like he's referencing back to Dovashir Shmatir. Not giving a special reason here. You follow? Now, in terms of this Rambam, there's an important consequence about this Rambam. And that is what the Nekudas... If you look here in the Nekudas HaKeshef, the Shach says... he says like this. So what about a case like this? This machloek sapoiskim. Let's say chametz. How would you pass him like this? When does chametz become awesome?
6 hours.
Let's maybe divide 6 hours into on your dollar, right? Or an hour or two before, right? In Rabbana. So let's say chametz got mixed up at that time before Pesach. Is it bottle or not? What would you say?
So, if you're coming to Zavishishim Matirin, so it's Zavishishim Matirin, also naturally, but
correct.
It's Chomer of the Pesach, so then no.
Correct. So it should depend on this Rambam and the other Rishayim.
Right.
But according to the Rambam, it should be a Dov Shesh Matir, and it won't be Batul. Even Schum de Pesach, because there's Bari Loya, there's Nisakaris, and so on. That doesn't, that only starts at night. Right? So that's what the Shach says. So look in the Shach. Where is the Shach? In the Nekudas of Kesef, I believe. Where is the Shach? Here. Look in Yud Gimel, correct? In the Shach, Kigon Chomis Pesach, the Afilu Hachiyeshem Baruch Chaim Simin Tapmin Zayin Dimnis Av BeYavish BePesach Afilu BeElef LaBatal for Tami Kamal Shikasev Amorach VaRashva Shlo Amu Yavish BeYavish Batal Ela BeSurim So Osim At Shishim Vayinu DeKasev Sham Shnis Arev Shos LaMala Eino Osim BeMashu. Eladino Kishari Suim, Viavadavish Matirin, Afilu Be'erev Pesach Nami, Kamosha Kosova Rav Magid, Reis Perik Aleph Mehilchas Chometz, Beshem Yesh Meforshim, Miu Yeshna Bezed, the Mikomakom Botel Shaloba Mino, Kishari Suim, Sheshna Matirin, Masha Enu Botel Pesach, Afilu Shaloba Mino, Hainu Mishum Chome Isuro, Kamosha Kosova Ram and Pertasrav, Mikhus Macholsasur Halacha, Din Yuda Yebez. So you see that the Shach doesn't learn like my Shtickle Torah. It's a very difficult Shach. But the Shach says, he says like this, that if it, I agree with his halacha, but he says like this, he says that if it's Erev Pesach, Tov Shesh Matirin, then it only asks, what do you call it, Mim B'mino, but if it's Mim B'she'eno Mino, the Ram has a different reason, because of Chumah D'Pesach, called Machmetzes, Mishum Chom Yisur, Kamosh Kosov HaRambam. He's learning that Komach Metzes is telling Chom Isuro, like it's not Davishesh Matirin. That's the, right. That's what it sounds like. It's the way we're interpreting. No, that's explaining why it is Davishesh Matirin, even as it relates to Kavosh Biyanu. But in terms of the halacha of the Shach, which he quotes from the Magen Mishnah, Erev Pesach it won't be bottled. So that, you know, some people when they bake matzahs. Erev Pesach, see them a machbid about this, and remember, they try to bake matzahs or get matzahs that were baked from Chatzos on. Why is that? Because Rashi holds that chametz bepesach. Not chametz. I'm sorry. Rashi holds that the matzahs lishmor, matzahs mitzah, have to be baked at least after Chatzos.
Like a korban.
Some say it's like the korban because sometimes man korban Pesach. The Rav said a different reason. The reason is because it only has a shem matzah for the chalois lishma, the shem matzah's mitzvah. When it's isa chometz, and as matzah is created in contradistinction to chometz, but if you're baking them Chanukah time, there's no chometz yet, so you can't have that. You're making it lishma. So Rashi holds like this. Tosis disagrees, and they ask, how can Rashi say the only time to bake it is Erev Pesach? What do you do when Erev Pesach is Shabbos? So how do you have Matzah's Mitzvah? So the answer is, Rashi will then bake it when? Right before the Seder. I mean, that'll be a little bit of a tircha, right?
Why does
the Shema
have anything to do with Chalos? Meaning you have to create the chalos when you do the Shema. This is the way you want it for. It doesn't mean that you have to create the, make sure the chalos happens. You're saying it up so that when it comes, it's like a sukkah. I mean, it's the same idea, meaning once sukkah comes, then it becomes a sukkah, meaning it doesn't have to be relevant till the chag comes.
I would have said that, except Rashi says that, you know, he's explaining Rashi, so he knows he's saying that the reason for Rashi is because Rashi thinks it doesn't have a same matzah, because matzah is different than sukkah. Sukkah is not in contradistinction to something else.
Right.
The definition of matzah, that which is not chametz.
I understand, but
there is no chametz all year.
Really, it just takes a definition once Pesach starts. It has once you're doing the mitzvah chilas matzah. Why do you need that bisman afiash matzah? Why do you need that?
Because you have to create matzah lishma. It's not just that it happens by itself. You see, you need lishma. If matzah was just not anything which is not chametz is matzah, would be okay, but you see that you're creating special lishma, for the Shem Matzah's mitzvah, so Rashi apparently thinks that that can't be in a time where there's no Issa Chametz. Just as an example to that, I don't know if this is such an example, but I think the Rav said it similarly. You know, you're not, according to the Yishalmi, you're not allowed to eat matzah Erev Pesach. From when are you not allowed to eat matzah Erev Pesach?
That day.
What?
That day,
right? So, some say it's only that day, right? Some, I think the Balamor holds that there's a Balamor about it, says that you could, I think it's from the night, from the Bdikas Chametz, right? But the Rav said, it could be because according to the, you know, you can't have an Issa, Boro, Sosa, Beis Chamav. It's not Matzah night. You're not engaged. It only has Shem Matzah when there's an Issa Chametz, or when we're thinking about Matzah. So either from the time of Bedikas Chametz. The Rav said that Reb Chaim had a Raya, not like that, that there is no Issa to eat Matzah Erev Pesach at night. Because it says, Shemichol HaNos Anu Ochlim Chametz Matzah, Halayla Zer Kulov Matzah, right? It says Shibachol Halaylos Anu Ochlim Chametz Matzah. It sounds like that even Erev Pesach.
Have Yom Kippur?
What? So Yom Kippur. Out the Issa of this, you could eat it, right? For Chol Shesh Pesachana, right?
If you're homeless,
I'm eating it. And now that was Reb Chaim's Raya. Okay, so. So, no, I have more to say on this. So I wanted to just, you're off today, right? I see the whole basement is empty.
Which one did you look in?
The one downstairs.
No, everyone's in the other basement. But people, the second seder is starting a new in the new basement. You got
an MY, didn't you? What? Okay. So let me ask you another question about the Rambam. The Ramban asks, I think, this question. The Rambam says that Chametz is a Dovah Shesh Matir, right? Because after Pesach it's going to be Mutter. But after Pesach it's not going to be Mutter. Because Chametz Shabbat Pesach is awesome. Why is it a Dovah Shesh Matir? You know, I take back, the Blaib didn't say what I said. But Blaib said, well, I'm going to say now, I think. I made a mistake. But Blaib said a different, this answer I'm going to give. That's what Blaib said.
I mean, this piece says, has the cost to be, you can eat it after. If you, let's say, don't own it, you can sell it to someone else. You can go away. And this piece, that you, it has the ability that it could be. No? What? No, I mean, my point is that, I mean, let's say, if you don't own that comments, once you own the money on Pesach. could have been. You could have set it up that it didn't have to be, right? You could have set it up that piece of mass didn't have to be.
We can't make a distinction between your race and your opponent.
You could have created a scenario to be able to do that professor. So therefore, that might be enough to profit for the professional material. And again, tachas maybe is because I'd be able to give everyone fault anyway, just like we were.
So this is what I was thinking about. I mean, there could be a different answer, more balabakish answer. I have this in my sefer, but I brought the wrong sefer. No, I mean, here, one second. No, wrong one. Okay, so this is what I was thinking. That what's the halacha of chametz olivah pesach, right? So we pask in the chametz olivah pesach is only drop on it. It's a knas, right? And there's some coolness related to it. There's a bittul. You don't need shishim, maybe bottle below according to some, right? So what is chametz olivah pesach an extension of the isa chametz, right, on pesach? I mean the knas is formulated afterwards as an Isa Chametz. Or no, the Isa Chametz goes off completely after Pesach. Now there's a new Knas. If you violated the Isa by Rabbi Yamatze, Chachamim Katzin, then it's the Chametz is awesome. Right? So this may be a Machloikis Apoiskim, and maybe even a Machlois Tanoim. Or maybe Machlois Rishonim, we'll see. Let me just give you an example. The Mishnah says in Pesach, in the first parak, right? It says that there's a mitzvah. If a person didn't do B'dikas Chametz, you know, Bilal Yudalid, so then he does B'dika when? He does in the day, B'shachis, right? Or b'shas habir, right? And that's the opinion of Avi Yehuda, right? Correct, right? And Chacham say lo b'adik, you know, kodem amayi yivdok b'soch amayi, lo b'adik b'soch amayi yivdok la'achar amayi, right? So there's a machlokes there between Rashi and Tosis. What does it mean la'achar amayi? Rashi learns la'achar amayi means la'achar Moyed biuro, but after Pesach is over, there's no mitzvah dikas chametz. And Tosis says no, there's a mitzvah dikas chametz afterwards. Since it's us, you don't want to get mixed up with your own chametz, the chametz of Pesach. So there's a mitzvah dikas chametz even afterwards. And Tosis says alum this there. Tosis says that he and Rashi are lishita son, because Rashi says that the reason for dikas chametz is what? Because the Bai Rabbi Matze. To avoid by Rabbi Matze, so it can't apply after Pesach. But I, Tosis says, that we think that the reason is Shayov Alala Ochlo, so here also, so Badika can apply even La'acha HaPesach. So you see, according to Tosis, the Badika is for Chametz. Now, L'chayvid, the Halacha Badika is Chametz. We don't have Badika by any other Yisurim. It's only Chametz. You see from Tosis that Tosis thinks that the Isa Chametz extends after Pesach, the Drabonin, of course. But it could be that the Rambam thinks, now coming back to what Charlie said, that the Rambam thinks, no, the Isa Chametz goes off, you know, the Isa Chametz is only doing Pesach. After Pesach, that's a new Isa, right? That's an Isa Knas, it's not an Isa Chametz at all, right? It's an Isa Chametz She'aval of a Pesach. So therefore, in terms of Dov Shesh Matirin, the Rambam thinks that Chametz is a Dov Shesh Matirin, right? Like you said, because the Isa Chametz stops. But the Isa Chametz is off after. There's going to be a new Isa Noilad afterwards of Chametz over Pesach, but that's not an extension of the old Isa. So the Rambam still considers that a Dov Shesh Matirin. That's what the Blaib says.
So what do you do with Johnny's for Rashi, let's say, Tachlof still not the fun of the head there?
Right, so it could be, so either the Rambam thinks that Right. So how we have either if you work like the Ran, maybe that's not a problem. Maybe, and even according to Rashi, you know, kivin shetochlena beisa tochlam beheta. This is like the case of neskalkel. In this I can, I'm eating beheta for the isa chametz. There'll be another isa, but it's not an isa chametz. It's a different isa, an isa knas, and the Ram considers that still davishesh matirin. Just like, because on a practical level, this isa, you know, will no longer be around. Right? So the question, I didn't have this in my sefer, but I realized the thing that bothers me is in terms of this issue, is that what does the Ram think about this machlok Rashi and Tosis? Is the Bedikas Chometz after Pesach? So if you look in the Ram in Chometz Matzah Perek Gimel, you see that the Ram says, I think it's Perek Gimel, maybe Halach Yud Aleph. Yeah, Perek Gimel. Chometz Matzah. I'm not sure. Maybe it's Halach Yud Aleph. So maybe it's Halacha. Maybe it's not earlier. Maybe it's earlier. I'm sorry. Which halach is this?
Hey.
Okay. So the Rambam, you know, in the Shtikta, we're saying what these two don't go together, because the Rambam says it's B'dikas Chametz after Pesach, so it sounds like it's an Issa Chametz still, right? Not like Rashi, he holds like Tosfos, which is the simple reading of the Mishnah. So, if you say right, apparently the answer is the Ram thinks that the Bedikas Chametz after Pesach is a separate halacha. It's not betos chametz for Havaya.
You don't have by anything. You said yourself, you don't have by anything else.
Because you don't have by anything else. It's a good question. But apparently this is, since it's so shchir. Some say, why don't we do Bedikas Chametz because it's right? But the proof that this is not the regular Bedika is, the Ram says, right, but read the next halacha. If you make a bracha on this, the Ram says, if you did bedika during the regal, you do make a bracha, but this bedika achar regal, there's no bracha on it, right? That's, so you see that's not the regular B'dikas Chametz, otherwise there'd be a bracha on this also. Right? So the Ram can be saved in terms of that. You see, it's not the regular B'dikas Chametz. Right? So in terms of this Shaila, is Chametz Lacha Pesach an Isach Chametz or just an Isach Knas? This may depend. I was thinking about, there's a tshuva in the Noid Behuda. Nobody who had a shayla like this. Somebody didn't sell his chametz, right? He didn't sell his chametz, and then he died in the middle of Pesach. And he was a wealthy man. He owned a brewing industry, whatever it was. I'm making it more dramatic, right? But and his kids came to ask Nobody Yehuda, what should they do, right? Is it all osa to them, right? And does the knas apply to them? Because what in us, that applies to everybody else. So the Noda Behuda was making, it said like this. He said, the Isa Chomesh of Pesach, which we paskin is only drop on it, like Machlok Tanoim, whether there's an Isa Lacha Pesach, or maybe Huda Mishiva, we paskin that there's no Isa Lacha Pesach, right? Only midrop on it. So he said, when does that Isa begin? So the Noda Yehuda says that Isa begins only after Pesach. Because on Pesach, you don't need a new Isa. It's Osat Chometz, Midiraisa. It's Osat Bahanor. So he says, he told the Yoshim, you can't Yashin on Pesach when he died. It's not your Chometz. because on Pesach it's also b'hanah. And he said there's no Yerusha.
Is that true? Yeah.
That's also not a Dovah Pasha, but that's not what you said. It's not such a Dovah Pasha at all. I mean, offhand, it should depend on what you think about, you know, the old Shaila about Yisui Hanor, is it Shiloh or not? Right? Do you own Yisui Hanor? So, but anyhow, he said there's no Yerush on Yisui Hanor. So you will not Yashin it till after the Pesach, right? And after Pesach, that's when the Knas begins. For a person who was around and had it on Pesach, after Pesach, by the transition from Pesach to after Pesach, that's when it's also, right? So
we haven't really proven anything. So
the
truth is not a
hemshah
of the original thing, you're saying?
Yeah. See, so if the pshat is that it's an isa chametz, it means the het of chametz doesn't go off, but it sounds like it would start before. So I just want to show, there's somebody who disagrees with this. I saw that the Chai Odom has a halach. He says like this: what if a person was a ger, right?
Nice.
And he didn't sell his chametz and he died on Pesach, right? So he's the Chai Odom paskens that the chametz is also for everybody after Pesach. According to the Nebuchadnezzar, for sure it would have been mutter. Right? Kavachomif in this case. Because, you know, Yikir has no Yoshim. So it becomes Hefker in the middle of Pesach. Right? He says it'll remain also after Pesach. So it could be that this machlokes between the Nadi Yehuda and the Chai Odom, one could distinguish, but maybe related to this Shaila. If the Isa is an extension of the Isa Chametz, right? So then it should be also afterwards, like the Chai Odom. If it's a new Isa, as the Chai Odom says, not as Chametz, as the Nadi Yehuda says, not related at all to what do you call it? To the Vigil Bayeroa. So then. Then what? There is another possibility, but just interpreting the Rambam in this credit, which the Ramban is bothered, how could the Rambam call it Dovah Shirish Matirin? That maybe it's not a Dovah Shirish Chametz is not a Dovah Shirish. If it were just pure Chametz, that's not a Dovah Shirish Matirin. But we're talking about Tavovah's Chametz, right? So Tarovas Chametz is after Pesach. If it was with Tarovas on Pesach, maybe the Ram holds, because we know Tarovas Chametz is, there's no Knasa by Rabbi Matzei. So maybe as long as there's Rov, the Ram thinks that that's Mutter. So that's why it's a Dov Shirish Matir. True, the Ram's talking about Tarovas Chametz. Right, and that's not potter, it's a Dov Shirish Matir.
But Lachar Pesach,
because it's with Tarovas. Of course, but then also that would show that the Rambam doesn't agree to the yeah. But we're talking about that it was. I mean, it must be that it was Nisarev on Pesach, because unless the Rambam doesn't agree with those posts, can say the Mordechai knows that is, if it's no but Tarovas, that's not Dov Shirish Matirin. The Rambam doesn't quote such a halacha. So maybe that's the reason. Just to finish up the Ramah. He said, "For lo mikri dov shirish matirin el im kein hutu l'misha nesa avim nisha la'acha la'echa la'olam isur afa pisha mutu la'acherim kagon ha'mavashel b'shabes lo mikri dov shirish matirin." Right? because since for him, if he's mevashel b'shabbos, it's also la'olam, even though la'cherim, it's mutl la'achra shabbos, so even la'cherim, he doesn't consider the davar shiyush matir. The Pisrei Tshuva said this is only if it was Nisarev La'achla Pesach, he quotes Magen Avraham. But if it was Nisarev on Pesach, on Shabbos, since it's already for him, it's also, it's only a Mutavim La'achla Shabbos, since at that point it's already Dov Shesh Matirin, so it won't be Batal even La'achla Shabbos. Look, apparently there's a lot of discussion about this. Okay. So, this week, we read Shmos in most of our shuls, right? And I just want to talk a little bit about Moshe Rabbeinu. I don't have the pasuk in front of me, but it says, yeah, it's by Yachis HaMitzvi. When Moshe Rabbeinu, right. So how does it the pasuk begin? Oh, here. Vayifin kol v'chol vayaki ein ish vayachis hamitzvi. No, but the pasuk before. Right. Says. It said, "Vayigdal hayeled, but v'yelo baspal v'hil lalaven, v'tikvah shmo yosef v'tom k'minamay mishisil. V'yiu b'yomim hahem, v'yigdal Moshe, v'yetze el echov, v'yav b'siv losam, v'yav ish mitzvi maki ish ivri me echov, v'yifen kol v'kol, v'yav kiyen ish, v'yachis hamitzvi v'etmenei b'chol." So here when it says "Vayigdal," Vayigdal Moshe. What does it mean, Vayigdal Moshe? So Rashi says it means Ligdula in terms of his position. Right? Because there was a Vayigdal before, it was Vayigdal Hayelet. No, this is Vayigdal, you know, because Moshe is the most important person in the court of Paro. He's the presumed heir of Paro, right? And the Ramban says that it says, why does he go out at that point? How old is Moshe at this point? He's 20 years old, right? And why at this point? So the Ramban says, at that point they tell him that he's Jewish. Somehow, we don't know who, but he finds out, you know, he's not, even though he's brought up in the house of Paro, he presumably has no contact with the Jews who are slaves. He's living his, you know, exalted life. But he was nola and mola. So he doesn't know, you know, who they are, and he finds out who they are. So it's interesting. Oops, just it's if you look in the pasuk. Because this point is, if you think about it, this is the inflection point in Moshe Rabbeinu's life. He says, "Vatikla shmo Moshe." Excuse me. "Vayechel ocha vayar b'sivlos vayar ish mitzri maki ish ivi me'echov." Right. Whenever it says ish, we know that ish is he's an important, significant person. Right. He sees this ish mitzri, so he's not just any old ish mitzri. The Ramban says, or Rashi says, that he's the head of the Shotrim of the, right? So he's I guess, you know, he's an important person in Egypt. He's, he's like, would be the equivalent, I guess, of the head of the SS. Not quite, but you know, but he's a general head of whatever it is, you know, internal security. And Moshe, right, and the Yad Ish Mitzimake Ish Ivri Me'echav, right? And so at this point, Moshe is introduced to the brutality and the cruelty, which is Egypt. Because on the one hand, Egypt at that time, Egypt is the center of civilization. It's the greatest culture of the time, with enormous advances in technology and in warfare, right? We're able to build all these great pyramids and so on. You know, if you went to the Metropolitan Museum to see that exhibit,
of the Rambam,
Jerusalem, maybe I was, oh, you missed something. Because they have Ksav Yad of the Rambam, Perish Mishnayis, and they have a letter of the Rambam.
I thought it was mostly the Ottoman period, no?
Right, but, you know, forget that. You got to look, you know, they have a letter from Yehuda Levi there. Mm-hmm. All right. We'll come back in 100 years when they show it again. So, as you walk in, I don't know if you ever noticed this. I only noticed it when I went this time. As you walk into the Met, on the right side, there's this huge, like, black sphinx, the black marble. So, if you read the inscription, you know, the plaque next to it, I don't mean, it says that this, the face on this, you know, gigantic, huge thing is the face of Ramses II. But it didn't start with Ramses II. This thing was made several centuries before. And when Ramses became Pharaoh, so they changed the face to look like him. And, you know, historians think that Ramses II was the power of Mitzrayim. So, you know, it makes an impression. But you see how huge it is, you know, the technology of the ancient world to be able to do that at that time. So on one hand, Moshe is introduced, you know, to the culture and the civilization of Egypt. But he says, Vayifan Kova Ko, right? He looks at the brutality and this, you know, the Jew who's being afflicted, and this Ish Mitzri, Vayar Ki Ein Ish. He sees there's nothing there. It's just brutality. There's no cult, right? Vayach, and then it says, Vayach es ha-mitzri. It doesn't say it's a ish-mitzri, right? Right, meneu b'chol. In other words, this is Moshe's inflection point. When he sees, and his sense of justice, you know, he has to stand up for the Jew. He has to stand up for his brother, right? He has to save the Jew. So, and then he has to, people find out about this, and he has to run away. Presumably, this is also, you know, that this guy who he killed, this Mitzri, was not just Amon and Ish leper. He was somebody significant, otherwise Paro wouldn't have cared, but then he has to run, Paro wants to kill him, he has to run away. And he runs away to Midian for 60 years, until he comes back again. But this is the inflection point. You can see the tension in Moshe. But there's one thing I want to add to this. Moshe, you have to think about Moshe psychologically. Moshe was always an Egyptian. He thinks of himself as an Egyptian. After all, he's brought up in Egypt, right? And how do we know that he thinks about himself as an Egyptian?
Yisro.
When it comes to Yisro, what does it say?
No, well, you don't know he thinks himself.
We're going to see him one second. What did the daughters say? Ish Mitzri Hitzilanu min Havoim, right?
Yeah.
So the Medrash there says, a Medrash that you may be familiar with, the Yalkut says, when Moshe is arguing with Hashem that he wants to be buried in Eretz Yisrael, so he says, and he says, after all, Yosef is buried. He doesn't say, but I'm the one who saw to it that Yosef. Why is Yosef going to be buried in Shechem, but I never merit to be buried in Eretz Yisrael? So what does Hashem tell him? What does the Medrash say? Yosef, Misha Hoda Ba'atzo Yikove Ba'atzo, Misha Lahoda Ba'atzo Lo Yikove Ba'atzo. Yosef, when Eishes Tifa says, you know, that it says, what's it?
Ish Ivri,
right? So, and he and Yosef acknowledges it. He says, "Who is he? Ivrim, right?" So he acknowledged that he's an Ivri, but when the Bnos Slovcha not plosnol, excuse me, the Bnos Yisro say Ish Mitzri Veshosok, and he doesn't correct them, say I'm an Ivri, Lo Yikover Ba'atzo. Right? So you see Moshe psychologically, and this is the greatness of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe is an Egyptian. He's brought up as an Egyptian, and he's not just any old Egyptian. I said he could have been the heir to Paro. Right? And the interesting thing, but there's another thing. Moshe's, what is Moshe's name? I gave it away. His name is Moshe, right? So, what's strange is, when Moshe is ultimately repatriated to his people, you would think he should go back to his Jewish name. His parents gave him a name. Tuvia, Avigdor, and the Medrash, there are different suggestions of what it is, but whatever his name was, he's always called Moshe. Because that's who he is. Moshe is, he always retains his greatness is that he separates himself and is willing to reject what everything that Egypt represents. And he's at the pinnacle of it, right? And he's and still he makes this choice. That's Moshe. And it's interesting, when you look at the story at Moshe, this is also an inflection, but like Avram Avinu. But he has to choose. And he has to run away from everything that he knew. The household he knew, the culture he knew, the language he knew, right? He runs away to Midian, right? And that's what God requires it. Like Avram Avinu, Lech Lecha Mi'atzecha, Mebeis Avicha, Mebeis Avicha, right? So, I just want to point out that inflection, Vayivin Kovako, and it doesn't say, it's no longer Ish Mitzri, it's V'yachis HaMitzri.
Isn't it almost not fair, though? Meaning, it's like, well, what did HaKadosh Baruch expect from Moshe at that point? Because, like you're saying...
So the standard person wouldn't have made this decision. But that's Moshe, that his... And God hasn't spoken to him.
Yeah.
It's not like, you know...
You see the Benjamin Dunham also? He's that kind of guy.
What?
Like, he's a justice person.
Right. Right, because that's part of his inherent nature, and he's willing to risk all. I spoke about this in Rabbi Belsi's Levaya. There's another remarkable thing about Moshe Rabbeinu. If we were in Moshe Rabbeinu's place, right, there were hundreds of thousands of Jews who were enslaved. Each, right, you would say, bide your time. You'll be Pharaoh one day, and then you'll change this whole system. Why risk all? But Moshe Rabbeinu can't tolerate the injustice. And he just can't. So instinctively, he acts. The point is, Moshe thinks of himself. Moshe is an Egyptian, and he runs away from what he perceives to be an evil system. I mean, there's more to this story, because when you think about it, where does he run away to? He runs away to Midian. Why does he run away to Midian?
No extradition treaties.
What?
No extradition treaties.
Well, why is there no extradition treaty?
He himself ran away from Paro, according to the Medrash.
Right. Because where is the opposition to Paro?
Right.
It's Yisro. Because Yisro also makes a similar decision, not quite like Moshe, and he runs away. That's why he doesn't just run away to Midian. He's looking for Midian because he knows that's where Yisro run.
Exactly, Yisro. Yisro didn't protest. Yisro just ran. Most of it, so the Arab civil son, he didn't protest and start a whole movement of his people. Very good, but I'm saying as a whole.
Very good, but it's not a small thing.
No, but he didn't start the uprising. He didn't start to do the uprising. He said he ran away. Then Gosh Baruch had to
understand. No, but there's one other thing I just want to add to this. What does the Medrash say? Why does he give Tzipora to Moshe? Why does he marry him off to?
To make him a Midian,
yeah. No, because the Medrash says like this. It's very interesting. he's the staff, right? The matter. Who has this matter?
Moshe was able to take it out.
Right. Moshe finds it by Yisro. It's like the story with Arthur and Alex Gallagher.
Yeah,
right. But more than that, something is inscribed on this matter. What's this inscribed on it?
Yeah, the Makos.
The Makos, right? Mm-hmm. But it's right. But it's the acrostic of the Makos, right? So, and Moshe interprets it. He knows how to read it. And then when he does that, Yisro is impressed, and he gives his daughter to, right? What's happening here? You know, at that time, nobody believed. Everybody thought that Egypt, there was nothing more solid than Egypt. That was the reality of the ancient world, right? It's like when I was growing up, the reality in the world was there was a bipolar world. There was the Soviet Union and the United States, right? In the free world. No one could have imagined that the Soviet Union could collapse, right? But when Moshe runs away and he looks at this matter, he understands. He says, "It looks like the pyramids. They're here forever. But no, they can. Egypt. There are fissures in this thing because it's an evil system that's corrupt. The reality that's Egypt could change. It could collapse." So Moshe's also made a vision, and that's what, of course, it's touched maybe now by prophecy also, but that's what impresses Yisro about Moshe, that he sees this possibility, and he's able to read this, which Yisro also wasn't able to see. He didn't know what was written on this matter, right? No one understood how to interpret it. But when you interpret it, you see that Egypt is vulnerable. And it's vulnerable because it's, because of the brutality of Egypt. And that's all playing out in who Moshe Rabbeinu is.
I'm just wondering on the measure. At the end of the day, why can't he be buried? Just because when he was 20 years old.
Right.
To
hurt him, they accidentally killed him.
What?
I think the side of going says that by accident, he wasn't trying to kill him. He was trying to just hit him up, beat him up and get him out of the way. He accidentally killed him. It's like a funny read, because the whole story was in that man, yeah.
Oh, but the Medrash is not that way, because Rashi says he killed him. He killed him in Shem. He killed him in Shem Amphorish.
Right. So
to kill
him. All the first you say that because it's such a strange lashon of Mayach.
Right.
Right. So the Yisro takes another way. I think that just hit him. Hit him in the face. Like he just died.
Right. You mean he just meant to save the Jew, not to kill him.
Right.
He didn't know his own strength.
No, but I mean.
The Rambam says that Goyish Yisro is only Chayamisa.
Right. But you know, the Rav says the same thing. And if you look in the Igus HaGrid, there's a letter that he writes to his brother, to his father, that Rabbi Salvechik said a Shtickle Torah about this.
Oh.
About that why can Bashem on Farish. And the Rav says this, but Brisk Rav has it.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, so next we got, if we can arrange a conference call, if you give me a conference call number, maybe we can work on it.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, and if everybody's going to be away, I could work on it. You can be in your bed, and someone.
And well, no one knows the time of coming. It's
right. Oh, Dafka wanted to take off.
Okay, so if we can.
Yeah.